Hi, I'm Bunny.
And I'm David.
And this is our podcast,
where we talk about anything we want,
and nothing you say matters.
Nothing.
I am in a constant cycle of waking up and trying to figure out, is it allergies? Is it corona? Or am I hungover?
All of the above! Everything!
Accurate
as fuck.
Yes.
Yes!
Yeah.
Can I get an oh yeah? It's time for Nothing You Say Matters! Where's my oh yeah?
I gave you an oh yeah.
You didn't give me a loud oh yeah! Give me an oh yeah! What the fuck? That was like ASMR.
Oh yeah.
ASMR, buddy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
there you go. Cheek checking the fucking mic again. Beach.
I'm gonna just head out of the.
I don't know where I am. What's going on?
Just brought my butthole on the mic.
Ew.
Yeah.
Get out of my apartment.
I wonder what that would sound like.
I can't say that in like 14 days.
Get out of my apartment. This is my apartment.
This is my own cow! Like, wait. That's my opinion!
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah! Thank you. That's all I've been asking for 27 minutes.
I'm pretty sure the first time you did it, I also yelled it.
I don't believe you. I heard, aww, but I didn't hear, oh yeah.
Let's ask the audience.
What did you hear? Comment below, you fuckos. Oh my God. Bunny,
welcome back.
How are you? Oh. Okay, I'll stop.
Rocky Hill.
Rafiki Mangu. Jumbo.
Jumbo.
Rafiki Mangu. Yeah, Wingapo.
I'm fine. I'm good. It's finally not super hot. I'm wearing pants today.
Oh my God. I'm basically wearing pants because I'm wearing tights.
Tights are not pants.
But I wore pants to the coffee shop today.
Oh my God.
And I was not hot at all.
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm so happy about the weather.
Yeah, this week is like perfect. It's like mid-70s. It's going to be great all week. And then next weekend we're supposed to get back up into the 90s.
Motherfucker.
So this looks so great, like how you're wearing pants right now and it's like perfect weather for you and you're like perfect weather and you're like perfect life and your perfect teeth and your perfect eyes and your perfect bitch-ass smile and your perfect butthole.
The perfect butthole. You want to see my renovations?
Cat butts.
Ew.
Have you ever seen a cat butt?
I mean, yes.
Have you ever wanted to see a cat butt?
No.
That is correct. Nobody wants to see a cat butt. No one.
I just insist on putting it places it's not supposed to be. Like gay men.
I mean, pretty much.
I mean, guilty.
Fair.
How are you? What's new? What's the haps? What's the 411? What's the 635?
The 635? Well, I'm pretty sure that's like a ranger code. I'm just kidding. I don't even know.
Like a park ranger?
Yeah, like a park ranger.
Oh my God, this tree's in danger.
Fuck me in a fire tower, daddy.
Could be that.
Fuck my pussy in a tower. I'll stop. Things are good. Things are good. I've started dating somebody.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's real juicy.
Random.
David's finally off the market, you fucking fuckos.
But still a slut.
Still a slut. Yeah, I'm totally a slut.
I'll show my cat
on Instagram anytime. Their names are Riversong and Stella.
I have two cats.
Or as my friend Carlos likes to call them, Riverbong and Stinky.
Why?
Because he hates cats.
That's funny.
But yeah, no, things are good. Things are all right. I mean, we're moving in like 12 fucking days.
It's so fast.
And I'm not prepared.
I haven't even started packing.
So that's where I'm at. That's kind of just where I'm at.
I'm so existential happy
dread. I've been starting. I've remembered that I wanted to start the 500 tweets of summer, aka just 500 tweets in the month of August, and I forgot about it, and I'm super far behind now.
You tweeted a lot today, though.
Yeah, I tweeted about 50 tweets so far this month, and I need to do between today and then, like, I mean, starting tomorrow, I have to tweet 22 times a day in order to meet that goal for the next forever. I don't know how that's going to fucking happen with having to pack my apartment, with having to, you know, be a human and have a job. But we'll see.
I believe in you. You can do it.
I can do it, too, because saving our planet is the thing to do. Oh, and Mulan is being they're charging $30.
For what?
For if you have a Disney Plus subscription, which is already, like, I don't know how much a month, a lot.
I think it's, like, 12. I think
it's like 12 or 14 bucks, which is still, I mean, that shit adds up, okay?
Yeah.
And now they're when they release Mulan in September.
Uh-huh.
They're not releasing it in theaters because, hello, COVID. They're still going to release it for $30.
You have to pay.
You have to pay $30 for it.
I did see something about that on Twitter today.
How the audacity of Disney.
That's so fucking dumb. For the girl I saw that tweeted about it, she's like, if I'm paying $30, I better get, like, to have this movie released without Mushu and the songs, I better, like, be launched from that firecracker at the end and also be, like, covered in snow by the avalanche.
For real. Like, I mean, they better ship you popcorn. They better ship you, like, a fucking big gulp of, like, shitty soda.
I expect my own sword.
Yeah, horse. I expect my life to be changed.
For the better.
For the better. I'll stop. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's how we are. Yay! We have some news. One of you fuckos listened to us and gave us yet another rating. Yay!
Yeah!
Yay! I don't know why I'm emo. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck voice that was, but... yeah, so thank you. We're still 5 out of 5, bitch. And, you know, you could be like that fucko, too. And rate our podcast. Or, you know, review it. Give us a little comment. Be featured on the podcast. We'll read it in a really sexy Marilyn Monroe happy birthday voice.
Oh, ASMR.
We'll like...
Oh, God, I hope not.
But you can easily do that by finding our podcast on all the podcasting apps. Woo! You can also find us on all the social medias at...
NYSMPOD.
That's Twitter, Instagram, and Faceplace.
NYSM, nothing say matters. POD, pod.
Cast with a K. Just kidding.
Sega Dreamcast.
Outcast, like Outcast.
Oh my God, Outcast.
but you can always email us at nysmpod@gmail.com with any comments, concerns, excitement, news, things you want to hear on the podcast, topics you want us to talk about, questions that you have burning questions like chlamydia.
About that burning you're experiencing.
Like what's gonorrhea and what is it? What's the word? Burn. When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to fuck like they do up above? I'll stop. I am fucking insane. I have tweeted like 50 times today, and I'm going crazy.
Do we want to fuck like they fuck up above if they all have like...
She's a fish. Chlamydia? She wants to fuck with like a dick and a fucking pussy. She wants legs. She wants to have like some grip. She wants doggy.
Okay,
she
I doesn't know want, what you're
like,
saying,
she doesn't
want to
like
I'm saying
squirt out some eggs and like watch a man squirt out some semen.
Why what they're doing if they are burning from chlamydia?
Well, she wants to know what's gonorrhea and why does it, what's the word, burn.
Oh, true.
But wouldn't also, like, I love to fuck like they do above? You know, you have to hear the whole thing. Look up.
I have heard
up,
the whole thing.
I know you have. But, like, look up, fuckos, the naughty little mermaid on the YouTubes. The Jotob. And you'll really enjoy it.
Oh, pop, pop, pop.
So, what are we doing next? Queer news. Queer news. Queer.
Bum, 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 bum.
So... Oh my God! Fuck you, TikTok.
Oh my God.
So for our queer news, for our queer news this week,
should we close the window?
Here come the sirens. Policemen doing nothing.
Get a real job.
Fucking. Fuck. well, speaking of police.
Oh no.
In Salvador. I'm sorry, in El Salvador.
Did I say El Salvador?
I just completely read it wrong. In El Salvador, there were 3 police officers that were the first of their kind to be convicted by a judge for the murder of a trans sex worker.
Yeah.
So the first conviction of a trans murder at all in the country of El Salvador.
Wow.
So finally, some justice, bitch.
I know. That's cool. That's
yeah. It's a huge precedent against hate crimes in the region. So they are, we're all sentenced to 20 years for the January 2009 killing of transgender sex worker Camila Diaz Cordova.
2009, they're just now being convicted?
2019.
Oh. I was like, God damn.
So, cool. Hashtag QL. Wow.
Good job.
So, some good things that are happening in the world that aren't about Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, what's our weird news today? Bun bun. Fun fun in the bun bun.
Fun fun. Fun fun fun. What's fun is that Italian police find 4.5 ounces of cocaine hidden inside hollow coffee beans.
Cocaina.
I forgot about that.
Also adult Dora. Super great.
That was a very weird experience.
We did it. We did it. We did it. Hooray.
Yeah, but I thought this was like kind of cool, but kind of interesting. And also reminds me of something that's happening in like the USA.
So, what's the context?
The Italian police checked the contents of a package at customs because it was addressed to a fictional mafia boss, Santino D'Antonio, which is actually from the movie John Wick Chapter 2, which I did not know. But when they looked at it, it was more than 500 coffee beans that were hollowed out and filled with cocaine and then resealed with, like, dark brown tape. So some old gentleman tried to claim the package, and they arrested him. They're like, why do you need this much cocaine? But I just thought that was interesting. Cocaine and coffee.
Huh. I feel like that's an insane amount of work to hollow out a coffee bean to put cocaine in it.
I mean, yeah, if it's a real coffee bean.
Right, if it was, like, a fake little coffee bean, like, whatever. But, like, also, what? Like, they're tiny. Like, why would you do that?
That's why you just send a bunch of them. Like, the little beans are tiny, but you get a bunch of beans in a bag.
Yeah, I wonder how many children fuck their hands up by, like, carving out those little coffee beans. Some drug lords could throw some cocaine in there.
Some cocaine. Cocaine.
Oh. Yeah. Well, on a serious note, we just wanted to say... Okay. Our hearts go out to everyone in Beirut, Lebanon, who may or may not be dead from a giant explosion because people are stupid and put chemicals next to other chemicals that shouldn't happen. So don't elect stupid presidents, don't elect people, and don't let people fuck around with your shit because you're going to blow up.
The end.
The end. It's really intense. I'll have to show you the video.
I saw the explosion. I was like, what the fuck?
Did you see the video of the explosion?
Yeah.
With like the guy that was on the balcony and it was like... like yeah. Crazy. It was nuts.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was fucking
that
wild.
Could happen at any time because Trump is an idiot. I mean, Orange Baby Bitch Face is an idiot.
I mean, yeah, we're on the edge of like...
we're on the edge of World War VII at this point. Let's be
honest.
We're
on the edge of World War.
And I don't want to reelect this fucking buffoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
Wild.
Yeah.
Where are we?
We're in some advice. We're going to get in some advice. We're going to get into our little advice segment. And guess what our advice segment is? One of our fabulous little friend fuckos gave us a prompted, so it doesn't count for our little song that we're never going to fucking write because you don't know how to fucking give us some fucking advice. All you got to do, even our friends, you fuckos, is unsolicited ask us a fucking question. That's it.
Yeah.
God, I can't wait for this to be a visual podcast so I can be like, fucking in your face! And not just at the microphone like I'm talking to somebody, because I'm not. I'm only talking to Bunny, and they're only half here.
If you're lucky.
2%. It's 2% Tuesday.
is that a thing?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, I was like, okay, what is this?
So, our question this week...
Dun, 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 dun.
What dun, is it this week, Bunny? Every time I ask you to speak, you're like, boop, 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 boop.
English is
guess what? Hard. Guess what? There's a short circuit. I'll have to check Bunny's battery.
The other day when I took a screenshot with my body, it just keeps happening now. It's like hard reset.
Yeah.
Today's question, or this week's question, is what amount of money would it take for you to willingly eat shit? And by shit... they mean a single turd, not mixed in with anything, either, like, but, like, on purpose.
What do you mean on purpose? Of course it would be on purpose if it was a single turd. What do you think it was? Like a giant piece of licorice? Like a giant fucking Tootsie Roll? I liked Tootsie Rolls when I was a kid.
I did,
but like, I can't do it anymore. One, they're too waxy, and two,
I do like now the lemon that I ones.
Think about it, I'm like, no. That's like lemon taffy. You know what I mean? It's not really like the color of shit or chocolate tasting or like gritty like shit probably would be.
That's, yeah.
I suppose I would have to know what meal was eaten that was then digested.
Would it be a single meal or would it be a couple of meals?
I would prefer one. I would also obviously prefer it not to be fish or seafood because I'm allergic to that. And I can only imagine that I'm allergic to the waste as well.
What if you're not?
Not a way to eat it, bitch. So the question really is, how much
money? Could we pay you to eat a piece of shit?
Oh my god, it would have to be...
The bigger the piece, the more money it will cost. First of all.
Why? Oh, no, that makes sense. I was like, is that part of the question? Like, is that part of the rules? No, they're part of your rules.
Those
I
are my rules. Yeah.
I'm like getting grossed out by
David's this. Like visibly gagging.
I'm pulling my ears to try to stay not nauseous. I don't know if it works. We'll see. I think for me, like an average piece of shit, which is like five
inches. Why am I so grossed out by this?
I don't know.
I like
five inches ish, right?
Yeah.
Why am I getting sick envisioning a piece of poop?
Yeah, a piece of poop is about, on average, the size of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so grossed out. It would have to be well over $1 million. Like, maybe like five.
5 million?
5 million minimum.
Okay.
Like $1 million for every inch. Untaxed, so you have to pay the tax, so it would be 5 million plus whatever percent of tax.
Ooh. Slick.
And it would have to be immediately transferred to me.
Like immediately. It won't be like, the button.
It won't be no fucking, like, partial payments over time. No. It is immediately in my account. I can immediately throw it up. And I can move on with my life and spend that $5 million on therapy.
Because you probably need it.
How about you?
As you were, like, talking about it, I feel like...
I don't think there's a price, but...
Yeah, I just want... No, I'm just kidding. I just want to eat shit. No. I feel like my price... Like, I could get a lot of money for it, but there are specifics. Like, does it smell bad? What is the texture? Like,
how I feel like I would have to get really fucked up. Like, I would have to get... like unbelievably drunk or like super high where I would have to Novocaine my entire mouth. I would have to have some sort of like pill to like numb the senses so I couldn't taste or smell it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I could get a lot of money out of it, then like, yeah, I want a bank. Like a bank's worth of money. I want like however much gold is in, like, the U.S. reserves, I want that much money to eat. Fort Knox or whatever? Yeah. I want that much money to eat a piece of shit.
You know, gold isn't really all that worth much anymore.
I know, but they used to say, like, oh, the value of the dollar is based on the gold that we have, which...
isn't real.
Is obsolete, if that was ever true. But, like...
it wasn't.
I want all the money. Oh, how much money we're in debt as a country? I want that much money...
that's like trillions of dollars.
I said what I said.
You wouldn't settle for $5 million. You could literally quit your job and never work again on $5 million.
I know, but if I have trillions of dollars...
see, but you turn that $5 million
into... I can have like three lives. I can just buy a new life.
You can just get cryogenically frozen like Walt Disney. And that's why they're charging $30 for Mulan, is because... Walt Disney's starting to thaw out. They need money to get it. Yeah, they have to exhume the body now. And
gross.
I'm just kidding. He's cryogenically frozen, so his whole body is frozen.
Why?
Because he hopes to be resuscitated someday.
What a weirdo.
With, like, technology or whatever.
Isn't he, like, anti-Semitic?
Yeah.
when it comes out, we'd be there.
The real answer, though, is I don't think there's any amount that I would do that for.
I mean, I would do it. I wouldn't enjoy it. Or maybe I would. Who knows?
New things.
I don't like eating a butt that's dirty.
Yeah. I don't want, like, I don't want any visitors. But I... But, like, you know, I'd like a little, I'd like to be able to take a sample. I'd like to be able to identify a body.
I love to eat ass. I don't like to eat ass when it smells like ass, you know?
Oh, yeah. I like to eat ass, too. Don't get me wrong.
And I can't say I've ever tasted ass. And, of course... eaten ass that tastes like shit.
No.
Thankfully.
No, it always just tastes like sweat. You know what I mean?
Someone did fart in my mouth once.
I would have murdered them. I would have been like, it's time to die. And, like, gone to their kitchen, grabbed a butcher knife, came back in. And been like, you want me to wreck your pussy? Stab.
Just, like, carved out your insides with this, like, paring knife. Because I'm a chef.
And this is how you julienne an ass.
Finally dice it. Yeah. But yeah, how much money would it take to have you eat pieces of shit?
Right in.
Let us know. We're dying.
Tell me all about it.
We're burning.
We're burning like gonorrhea.
We're burning.
Also from this wine. What is it? What are we drinking?
Ooh, what are we drinking? Palacio del Conde.
Gran, I think that's Reserva. Just the brand.
Valencia.
It's a 2012. Holy shit.
Tempranillo.
No wonder I love Tempranillo. So Tempranillo is an Argentinian wine.
Oh.
And holy motherfucking God.
Do you like this?
The more it's opened up.
See, does it taste less like apples now?
The more I like it. Yeah. I think it was just that first sip.
Let's see.
Oh my God, that font is impossible.
We produce Palacio del Conde in the charming village of La Font de la Figuera in the gentle hills inland from Valencia on Spain's Mediterranean coast. Here, the hot summers, wet winters, and rich soils combine to produce ideal growing conditions for the noble Tempranillo grapes in our wine.
Grapes.
30 months in oak barrels.
30 fucking months.
Adds a vanillin flavor to the beautiful ripe fruit in the structured wine. I recommend you open the bottle an hour before serving, and drink with red meat dishes and strong cheeses.
For some reason, I literally heard you say, and drink red meat dishes instead of with, and I was like, what?
Yeah, you have to put in the blender. You have to
blend
it. Emulsify.
Emulsify it up.
I am proud to present my beautiful Gran Reserva. Please find a special moment in which to enjoy it. Yours, Marta Martinez Martinez.
I only drink blended meals because my jaw was wired as a teenager, so I didn't get fat.
I'm on an all-liquid diet.
I'm on an all-carb diet.
You could technically be on an all-liquid diet and still eat, like, burgers.
Yeah. You just gotta liquefy it.
Yeah, that'd be disgusting, but, like, you could do that.
It's true, but you have so much diarrhea because it's hard to, like, because it just turns into slop. And that's what your body already does. It already liquefies things and then...
turns it into shit!
Which I am not eating.
But you could eat for a price.
But literally, I would drink like a liter. I would drink... I don't know. I don't even think I could say that. I was going to say...
Oh, God.
Here it is again. God damn it.
I didn't realize you were so like sensitive.
I don't know like what's wrong with me today. It's the lack of sleep. I don't know. It's the stress. I think I would drink like a gallon of pee. For $1,000, like I would do that.
Why?
Because I would close my eyes, close it, and I would just say, I hate everything.
I really wish this was like this particular moment was visual.
Yeah, because I literally cringe almost threw up. I was so grossed out. Well, anyway, enough shit talk.
speaking of shit,
we're gonna talk about education after the break. So come back.
Stick around, bitch.
Stick around, whores. You cheap, dirty sluts that eat shit in pies. Oh, if it was in a pie, I could probably eat it.
If it was just a pie made only of shit?
No. Like,
if it was like the help pie, like a pumpkin pie where there's lots of spicy flavors to cover up the taste.
Oh, well, that, I mean, that's different.
Because you saw that bitch.
Yeah.
She ate it, and it was fine until she fucking knew it was in there, and then she was grossed out. If I didn't know it.
Honestly, that's fucking hilarious.
It's probably the best part of that movie.
Yeah. I did really like that. Anyway, listen to this one sponsor. We'll be back with you in, like, two shakes of a...
A Devil's Hamlet.
Yeah.
Wow. Teachers, leave those kids alone. We sang that.
What is this?
In high school. So, you know how, like, in choir, you're a bunch of fucking nerds? In high school choir? You remember this.
I was like, in choir, but I was not.
You weren't a choir geek?
No.
So, in choir in high school, we had, like, the senior Learning. Song yeah. where we would have, like, that's what we would sing. At the last concert, you know, it would be like, oh, sure. The seniors would get together and we would like sing this song and do this thing. And oh, yeah. So we did that and we did like a mashup of that, like the Pink Floyd, like Another Brick in the Wall. We did, and it was like, teachers, leave those kids alone. Like, it was really stupid. And then it was a hard knock life because we had some interesting people in my class and from like Annie the musical it's yeah. a hard knock life and no, then yeah, we transitioned from those two songs then into with which was all choreographed by the way
okay.
stupidly and then we went into like Time of Your Life by Green Day which happened to be like our class song oh. like that was voted on by the whole class so like I mean like it's kind of like appropriate but like whatever
interesting
I was really mad that I wasn't the class of 2006 because the class of 2006 got to do that song from Rent 525,600 minutes and I was oh. like oh that's super cute that's like such a good goodbye you know what I mean like yeah. it's been so nice that we've spent 4 years hating each other and calling each other faggot you know what I mean like oh my god now we're never gonna see each other again Becky
yeah
so whatever that happened in high school. Speaking of school.
High school, what a time.
What a time. What are your opinions about edumacation? Betsy debates.
Oh my god.
I should be shot for that.
Don't worry. I have snipers positioned outside.
Oh my god, thank god.
With all the money that I have.
It's a boat team, Yuri.
It's a boat team.
So, education.
Education, I mean...
Do you have it?
Was it offered to me? Yes. Did it stick?
Maybe.
Not really. I can't
did
say that
did you take
it?
Yes.
Was I there? Sort of.
I remember being there? I don't really know.
What is that? What define here? Define there?
Was I even part of my body at that time, or was I just literally memorizing a bunch of facts so I could fill in a fucking worksheet and then take a test and then forget it?
Yeah, I feel like education. I mean, education is important, but I feel like it's not done in a way that we learn or that we retain.
Sure.
Information.
I thought so. Like some of the classes. So like. That I took in high school, right? So, like, obviously, like, music classes, like, you learn so much about, like, culture and appreciation and art and artistry and all those things. So, like, all the music classes I took in high school, A+, right? Awesome. Learning another language was so much fun. Because you'd, like, 0 to 8th grade, you learned all this, like, English bullshit. And then you start learning another language and you're like, oh my god, it like clicks in so many different facets and this is how another culture works. So things like that were really cool because sure, you're memorizing vocabulary, but you get to do fun things like speak to each other in Spanish. My entire like senior, because like my senior year of college, my senior year of high school, I did college Spanish.
Oh, okay.
As like a through the U as like a second class.
Yeah.
It was very, like a college class. It was very fucked and very difficult. Oh my god. But we had to speak the entire time in Spanish. We weren't allowed to speak in English. And
oh,
it was
shit.
So cool because you learned so well. And I don't know. I mean, there were some things like that, but like the regurgitation classes, like history, when you're not, like, actually, like, discussing history and how to change it, or, like, you know, different things, when you're just like, this is the capital of blah, this is the war of 19-105, this is blah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, history classes are very much like a...
regurgitation.
These are the facts that you're learning, dates. This is what you need to know, and, like...
This is what you need to know for the test in 2 weeks, and then you're going to forget all of it, because you don't... Why?
We're going
to
move on. I feel like that was probably one of those things where it's like, I don't know.
Math. Another way that was insane. Like, why did I have to learn so much math?
I liked math class, but only because that's, like, very specific. There's only one right answer.
Not always.
For math class?
I mean, there's many ways to get to the right answer.
There's many ways to get to the answer, but there's only one right answer.
But... they tried to teach you that there's only one way. Well, at least back when I was learning.
Back in my day when I had to go uphill two ways to school.
Yeah, in the snow.
But, like, we had to learn the way to get there and the right answer.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. And there was no workarounds, even though there's multiple ways to get to an answer. Like, multiplication. You know what I mean? You just had to know it. But you, like, nobody taught me how to do, oh, like, 8 times 10 is 80 because it's literally 8 tens in a row. You know what I mean? No one taught me that. They were like, this is just what it is.
That's what you just memorize it, yeah.
Yeah, you just memorize
your times tables.
Yeah, your times tables in, like, third grade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucked. But, like, that's not how you... that's not how my brain works. That's not how a lot of brains work. And so I feel like they did a piss-poor job teaching me how to think. That's how it really should be. You should be taught how to think and problem solve and learn how to do your fucking taxes and balance a checkbook and learn how to, like, actually do shit in your house. Did you ever have home ec classes?
I loved home ec. Or what was it? Facts? Family Consumer Sciences? Yeah. I loved it. I took a second or third semester of it in high school.
Wow.
Because we got domestic. Domestic.
Because I got to work with an air fryer and I was, like, wet.
We got to work with, like, actual kids. So there's, like, a daycare or something, but they actually bring in, like,
babies.
Or, like, preschoolers or something. So we would, like, get to pick out, like, lesson plans, like, things that we would do with the kids. And then we each would have, like, a day where we, like, presented our thing that we.
So it taught you how to be a fucking parent? Wow.
Kind of.
That's kind of cool.
I had to work with kids. It was cool. It was so cool. And you got to, like, have those, like, robotic babies that, like, cried and shit. I loved those.
We had an egg.
We did an egg too.
We only did an egg.
We did an egg, and then we had, like, flower bags that you could put in, like, inside of, like, a hollow baby doll, so it looked like, so it felt like you were carrying a baby. You know,
that's annoying. I don't know how that's supposed to scare anybody into not having children, but
yeah, the robotic babies were the best because they were, like, they would cry. They were programmed with, like, sleep patterns of actual babies, and some of them were like. Like, what is it, colicky, and, like, some of them are, like, chill, and, yeah, oh, I loved it so much.
My home ec teacher, one of my home ec teachers, he literally told the entire class, if I shower every day and never use deodorant, you'll never know. And then everyone was like, ah, that's so gross! Like, fuck. It was so stupid. That's, like, the only thing I remember. Oh, and I also remember, like, those team exercises where you had to, like, work in groups to bake a fucking sheet of, like, fucking like cinnamon rolls or,
oh,
like,
my god, we had to make pancakes once, and I think it was, like, three of us. It was me, my friend Dimitri, and, like, some other guy, I don't remember his name, and we were like, why aren't these pancakes working? This batter is weird. We forgot to put the water in.
Cool.
And teacher's like, did you put some water? We're like, oh no.
Wow. And now, have you ever forgot the water?
I mean, I don't fucking eat pancakes, so.
You never eat pancakes?
I hate pancakes. Pancakes from, like, a restaurant when they're, like, fluffy and nice. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, but I don't, like...
like, a fluffy pancake with, like, a really nice jam, not syrup.
Who puts jam on pancakes?
I do.
That seems weird.
It's delicious.
I mean, I understand. Like, I get it. I have never experienced that in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Want to fight about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, education.
I don't think it's standardized. It's supposed to be standardized, and I think that's the biggest issue with education, is that we want all these things to be, like, the same across the board, but then also we're looking at, like, funding for schools and, like, neighborhoods. Like, these people don't have the same access to, like, the same well, kind of textbook. Yeah.
Let's
or
just
so.
Bring up like number one, systemic racism. Easy. Like there's yes. no funding for like inner city. Oh, I hate that term.
Inner city urban.
Urban. No, but like but people who have been forced into these communities of color that have no fucking money coming in because they aren't being funded correctly by property tax and education tax and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because like that's not where the wealthy people live, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so these schools have like 900 children to one teacher.
Right.
And how is anyone supposed to get any type of education that isn't just like this, like the suck it up, like remember it for 5 seconds and spit it out, you know? It's right. so ridiculous. That's standardized bullshit. Like, fuck that. Nothing should be standard. Everybody, like, a class, I really do think that, like, you should have a teacher for 1 or 2 years, especially early on, that's, like, and a lot of school districts do this, where you're a first grade and a second grade teacher, where right. you go, you teach them for 2 years, and then you move them on to a new teacher.
Right, so you kind of build this bond, you understand how this child learns
functions, and then you can adjust your teaching style and how they interact with the material to that specific kid.
And you know it's only mean? Feasible if you have enough teachers on staff that you're paying well enough to be here to do these things.
Right.
When you have smaller class sizes, because you can't tailor or like really know how this kid doesn't understand it in this particular way. If you have like 30 right. kids to a class, you know.
Right. It's such bullshit.
It's fucking bullshit.
And it's awful because like. You have kids who, like, I mean, like, I was really smart, and I feel like I was only really smart because I can memorize things really easily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I forget it. I spit it out.
Were you one of those kids, just, like, you were really, really good in, like, middle school, like, elementary school, middle school, and you got to college, you're like, oh, I have to work for things now.
Literally, middle school, high school, I was on the honor roll every semester from 6th grade through all of high school. I graduated with like a 3.995 GPA, some fucking insane thing. And then I got to college, and I had like a 2.0 my first semester.
Oh my god, that's literally fucking me.
I got C's all across in like all of my music classes because they were like, you actually suck. You don't know anything about music. And I was like, but I took every band forever. You know what I mean? I was in choir. I was in show choir. Right. I'm a musician. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And oh my god. And like everything. It was just, I mean, also because like in music, when you're a music student in college, they literally overload you with classes. All of your classes are worth like 1 credit, but they're 5 credits worth of fucking work.
Oh, I remember you telling them. Yeah.
And it is awful. And like you're trying to learn all of this music theory and ear training and learning intervals and all this foreign language. It's like you're learning this foreign language. You're getting the stuff, but like by the end of the first semester of music theory, you're already like building all these chords and all these intervals and doing all these things that like I had no idea. Like the first day was like. Actually, so my music theory professor, Dr. Norma Stevlingson, she passed away this week.
Oh, no.
So it's, like, really sad. But, like, also, she was a spitfire of a woman who had a cane, and she was always, like, talking about wine and France and cats. And she was angry and bitter and, like, like a spitfire, right? And she would, like, she had a cane, and she smacked the board when somebody did something wrong. She's like, did you even fucking study? And, like, I can't even tell you how many of my cohorts cried, like, every day.
I'd be so upset.
But, like, the first day, it was like, here's all the key signatures and how to write them. Here's every type of, like, note style, rest style, you know, every, clef signature, everything, in one day. And then we had a test the second day of class. And if you didn't get like a 70 on that, you were told that you probably should drop the class and quit the major.
Oh, wow.
It was fucking intense. Cool. Wouldn't trade it for the world, but also kind of would. I would trade it for that millions of dollars in student debt that I have. Like, I would... I'll do it. Bye. Erase that, bitch.
This kind of brings up the fact, like, is higher education worth
our time?
Your time, your money.
Right.
Is it?
I don't know. I mean, like, it was really cool, like, to learn all that stuff. I wouldn't trade my college experience at this point for anything because I went to fucking China on a choir tour. I got to do all these different things with, like, clubs. I started up the Queer and Allied Student Union. Like, we revitalized that. I mean, I was a resident assistant, so I got to learn about, like, team building and, like, interaction with people and, like, there was so much that I got to do in those 5 years.
Right.
And theater and all that stuff. So it was really cool. And I am very happy for the experience that I have, but I am not happy for the $500 a month student loan bill that I have that's pending. And the, I don't know, 30 years of payment that I still have 8 years after I graduated college. Why?
This country's wrecked.
That, I mean, wrecked. Well, what about you? What about your college? I mean, your college experience was free.
My college experience was technically free. I went to school on the GI Bill.
Yeah.
So, like, my father was in the military. They had money set aside for, like, for soldiers and family members to, like, go to college. So I got to use that. So I really only paid for, like, a tiny portion of my college experience.
Right. Like, maybe, a couple semesters of books or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I think I had a book seven for that, too. But, like, so, like, not even not having to pay for it and not having college debt, I don't think that my college experience or that my education would have been worth what we would have had to pay.
Oh, my God. Because I went to a state school in Wisconsin that was a cheap, small school, like, 3,000 people total, like, across the board.
That's so tiny.
Bunny went to the University of Minnesota. Like, right. That's one of the biggest schools in the Midwest.
It's a Big Ten. I went out of state, which is expensive for students anyway. This is actually one of the lower cost out-of-state tuitions, or at least it was in 2010.
500 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago. I was going to say 10 years, and I was like, it can't be that long. And
10
it was.
Years, yeah. 10 years ago, it was one of the lowest, like, out-of-state tuition costs. But, like, my college experience was really cool. I met some of the most intelligent, like thoughtful, innovative people that I've ever met. I've experienced so many cool events having left a small town to come to Minneapolis to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the people that I've met and the experience that I've had, 100% would keep those, like, worth it to go to college. But, like, I hated, like, all of my classes except, like, five of them, and I went to school for 4 years. Like, it wasn't worth it.
Right. I mean, I loved a lot of my classes. I'm happy that I learned a lot, and I got to take a lot of fun things. Mm-hmm. Like, I took French class, and I did all these things, and, like, a lot of theater. Like, I took so many different types of theater classes. Like, I learned how to build sets. Like, we worked on a set. I took a class where all we did was met once a week for 10 weeks. That was it, out of the 16 weeks of the semester, and we went to 10 shows throughout the semester.
What?
And that's throughout cool. the Twin Ports era, because I went to UW-Superior, and we got to go to 10 shows, like, at UMD or at the school that I went to or, like, local community theater, all this stuff. And that's then we really just cool. had to write a reaction paper, which didn't have to be more than a page. And I got 3 credits for that class.
That's awesome. See, those are the classes that were actually always the most interesting. I took, like, a class called On Television, mm-hmm. where basically we watched, like, an episode of a TV show and, like, kind of, like, tried to dissect it, and then we had, like, a discussion where we just, like, write an opinion paper, like, an opinion piece about it. Like, literally just, like, I think it was part of my journalism, like, minor. Yeah. But, like, college education is a scam. First of all, we're paying so much money to go to school for way too long to not even get a job in what you're studying. First of all, I got an English major. I work in insurance, and I worked in insurance for 4 years now.
I have a musical theater major, and I work at a bank.
Yeah, like, it wasn't even an option for me to get, like, a job in something I wanted to do, unless I wanted to be, like, a teacher.
Right, or unless you wanted to, like, move to New York City and then, like, literally be a paper pusher at an editing company for 10 years, living off of, like, food scraps you can find, you can fight the rats for on the street. And then end up with coronavirus and die now.
I would like to work out for a publishing company, but that is very true. But just, like, college education itself is sort of a scam, but and being a student, was your major within liberal arts, like a liberal arts college?
Yeah.
So, like, English literature was part of, like, the College of Liberal Arts at the University mm-hmm. of Minnesota. And it's basically just, like, you take a bunch of general classes and then you have a...
Like, and then you have your specifics.
Like, yeah. And I think if I had been able to take classes that I was genuinely interested in,
mm-hmm.
I would have done way more work. I would have been way more invested. I would have been a much more productive student.
My God.
Human being at all. Just like...
I agree. I didn't want to have to take HPP, Health and Human Performance. I didn't want to do that. Where an angry, middle-aged man had to tell us every fucking day that he was he had ADD and he was on medication for it and it was okay.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to have to take that class. I didn't want to have to take fucking science. I ended up taking geology because I was like, I don't want to do chemistry or biology. I don't want to dissect anything.
I took an astronomy course.
Oh, that would have been so much more fun. I think they offered that, but it was like it didn't work in my schedule, and I kind of wanted to take that.
It was really cool. That was like the first time I had to study. Oh my fucking God. I almost flunked out of college algebra.
Oh, I had like I they were like, oh, you might have to take remedial math. And I was excuse me?
I tested into college algebra when I was like fucking
I took the test twice.
A's in like algebra, algebra 2. I was really good at geometry in high school. Calculus, pre-calculus was a little difficult, but like it was fine. Took the test, fucking, they were like, college algebra. That's like the lowest math that I could have taken.
And math
I
101.
Passed with like a C. Barely. I remember I called my mom one time crying. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I should have come to college. I can't go to college.
Exactly. I waited till my fifth year of college to take math because I hate math so much. And I flunked. Well, I didn't flunk. I was going to fail, so I dropped the class.
Oh, no.
But it was like, I had to take the exam. Like I had to test out of remedial math twice.
Oh.
The first time I took the test, I like tested into remedial math. And I was like, no. I'm not doing that. So I like studied really hard and like tried to remember how to do things. And I finally tested out of remedial math only to then have to take fucking like algebra 101 or whatever. And I was like, and it was like fucking backwards bullshit, stupid crap. The teacher wasn't good. It was she didn't give a fuck. Turns out the next semester I could take computer science for my math credit.
Yes.
Instead. And it was the same teacher. And she actually was passionate about computer science. Imagine that.
Funny what happens when you like give a shit.
Or like teach the things you want.
Yeah. Like have a man.
So dumb. My opinion is do not go to college unless you know exactly what you want to do and you're willing to take on that debt.
I will say, I don't think higher education is necessary. Depending on what you're trying to do.
Go to a trade school. Go learn how to be a fucking, like, electrician. Or, like a school, fucking, like, yeah, welder or something. Welder, like, fucking electricians can make 70 grand out of school.
Yeah. That's a very different kind of schooling. It's very hands-on. I don't make 70 grand. Learning in that. But, like, if you're trying to be, like, a fucking doctor, like, anything that's, like, remotely medical, first of all, you need, like,
help.
You will need a therapist after this
because you'll be popping like oxytocin like fucking it's like Nurse Jackie,
like Ritalin, just like it's like is that what they give to kids on ADHD?
Yes.
Yeah, just Ritalin.
Adderall,
that's the one.
I think Ritalin they went away with.
Ritalin was a thing. Did they just like stop doing that?
Well, it fucked up a lot of people.
I mean, that's what you do in America. You just diagnose people with things and you give them drugs for stuff that's not actually an issue sometimes.
And then you put them in an education environment where they're not learning anything and you're treating them like garbage because they have a learning disability instead of like actually like catering to them and trying to help them.
Yep.
So then you throw them in with people who have a wider range of special education like needs and you're not actually teaching. You have to teach to the middle. And then you're losing everyone on the edges. Mm-hmm. You're losing the people who are too smart for it, and they're losing the people who just don't understand it because you're teaching not to them, you know?
Right.
And so 5 of your 30 children understand what the fuck is going on. Awesome. I don't know.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, don't go to college unless you know what you want to do. Try going to, like, if you like want to go to college, if you really feel like you need to go to college, try community school or college first. There are so many like smaller colleges that are cheaper, that are more accessible, and you can do like pretty much anything at those as well. You don't have to like go to some big name university. Like that's such bullshit. That bought education or that like I have a degree from Harvard. Like that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
That means literally nothing. It's the same fucking piece of paper that I have, except that you paid 15 times more than I did.
I could be a best student at Harvard, too, actually. So
for sure.
I mean.
And this all, I mean, like, that goes to you, parents of this generation. Don't tell your children that that's the requirement. You know what I mean? That's such a big thing is, like, millennials were tricked, duped to say that college is the only way to go. You have to go to college. Right. If you go to college, you will be successful. Turns out they were wrong. I don't know how many millennials don't have a real job. Well, but like the fucking thing is, servers that college, are working at coffee shops. They're working 17 jobs. They're fucking driving Uber. With degrees. They're fucking like doing like DoorDash and Uber Eats and all this, like working at McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like whatever. Yep. There's so many people who can't get a job in like their quote unquote field because that doesn't work. You shouldn't, like, that shouldn't even be a thing.
And the thing when we were going to college was, like, you go to college to get a degree so you can get a better job that pays you more.
But then they charged you way too much to go to school in the first place. And then now you're stuck because that $500 a month payment is still there.
But in the time it took you to go to school and get your degree, all the requirements for these jobs that you could have gotten before are now different.
Right.
Because the world has changed, the market has changed. So now you need 15 years of fucking entry-level experience after you just graduated college, even though you've never had a fucking job.
Yep.
I cannot tell you how many times I was pissed. Like, you can't apply for a job straight out of school.
Because they want you to have 2 to 3 years of experience
for an entry-level job.
Right.
Like, I went to school, and, like, they often say, like, or, like, applicable, like, education. Like, okay, cool, fine, whatever. Well, but, right. Like, the fact that you were trying to give me an entry-level job that pays me not even minimum wage and expect me to have a degree and also experience, like, this system is not set up to have people achieve things and, like, grow.
Well, right. That's, like, that little thing of, like, that's code of, like, applicable education experience, meaning you needed to have an internship with this company during college, meaning you needed to know what the fuck and who the fuck you wanted to work for, meaning your parents probably had to work for that company, meaning you're white and you're privileged and you're probably a man. I'm thinking like business, like a business degree or like a economics degree or any kind of like analyst kind of stuff. There are fucking children that are like 23 years old that work for the company that I do that make double what I make right now.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because they have a degree in like business and then they were able to like, you know, be a young professional and like get their little leg up because their mommy and daddy paid for their internship or like they had a car. Like, I have never owned a car in my life because my parents couldn't afford it. I didn't have a cell phone until I was like a sophomore in college, bitch. Like, there's so much privilege that is like, that you have to have in order to get a job out of college and have college paid for and
to even go to college, yeah.
Get paid, have your parents pay the college to let you in so you could have the name on the fucking degree.
Also, fucking FAFSA?
Ah!
FAFSA.
What a waste.
Do you have two parents and they both make this much money? Oh, you don't qualify for any loans.
Right.
Any grants.
Sucks to suck. Or,
it's like, actually,
this is it's predatory lending. It really is. Because my mom co-signed on a loan for me when I was a freshman. And because otherwise I wasn't going to be able to pay for everything because I was not an RA yet.
Sure.
And I had to pay for housing, food, fucking books. Like books, classes, tuition, all this stuff. It was nuts. And she took out we got an additional loan. And then she couldn't pay it because we're poor.
Right.
And they garnished her wages for 3 years.
What?
So, welcome to the world, bitches.
College should be free. That's
college should be free.
College should be free.
Fucking write in Bernie Sanders. Don't do that. But, like, pretend.
I mean, if we expect people to be educated and to be making changes, to be innovating things in this country, but to be doing it without an education,
it either needs to be highly subsidized, like, highly. Like, what it is now, 90% taken off.
Defund the police.
not even defund the police. Literally take a third of the police budget, a third of the army budget, and everybody has free healthcare and everybody has free fucking education. Boom. I should be president. No, I should not. But really, get your shit out there. Get your shit fucking asses to the voting booths. Whether or not it's absentee voting because of COVID. Whether or not you, like, whatever it is. Just get your shit together. Get out to the voting polls. Do what your fucking civic duty is. Make sure the right people that are, I mean, not that they're really any good politicians, but like, the people who are going that direction, fight for what you believe in. You know what I mean? Like, get your shit together and vote. Because that's, at this point, and the way the world, the government works, and the way the, I mean, pending the world ending, the way that it works is you have to vote in who you want representing you. At the local level, at the state level, at the federal level, all of it.
Right.
And the only way that any of this is going to change is if you fucking do your job. Research people that you want, your beliefs, your cores. Go out and vote. Make it happen. Never let a Betsy DeVos in the fucking cabinet ever again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem. And it's all these fucking Republicans that are like, the school system doesn't teach my child anything. Well, you voted for Trump, and now Trump put a fucking psychopath in charge of education. And, yeah, garbage. It's all a lie.
It's all, yeah.
Burn it down.
Education's difficult. I want to end it on, like, a higher note. What are some good things that you remember about going to school, either it be, like, middle school, high school, college?
I mean, it's just, my, like, friends. You know what I mean? It was, like, socialization. It was getting more comfortable with who I was, studying something I was super passionate about. Like, I was very privileged in the fact that, I mean, I did get a bunch of grants, and so I'm paying a lot less than most people for school, which is cool, but right. It's still 30 fucking years of payments.
Better, but still,
I
mean, bad.
But like I said, I got to sing on the Great Wall of China in 2008. I got to go to Shanghai and Beijing and, like, see all these amazing things that I never would have gotten to do. I got to be part of the Midwestern Bisexual, Lesbian, Transgendered college something college. It was called Mabulgatak. It was really obnoxious. And, wow. Like, it was this big conference of all these, like, Queer and Allied Student Unity kind of, like, groups in college, on college campuses that got together for a big conference. Mm-hmm. And I got to meet people from all over the world and learn how to be a leader in the queer experience, sure. You know, and really be able to articulate things and fight for advocacy and equal rights. And I worked in the Gender Inequality Center for a year as the main coordinator. And so I got to coordinate all these programs for different education about trans lives, about women, about, you know, bisexual visibility, all these amazing things.
I was actually really active in college. I didn't do shit in college.
Yeah, and then I was in lots of theater productions. I got to learn how to fucking sew in the costume shop. I sang in a bunch of different operas and operettas. I got to sing.
Corona.
No, I'm just joking because I'm dry.
So dry.
Actually, like, my nose is, like, running down. My allergies or whatever.
Allergies, I digress. Corona. Or a hangover.
But I got to sing in the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra chorus. I got to sing with a local opera group from that. I have all these, like, you know, there's so many things that I got to do.
Right.
That I really loved.
Yeah.
And to piggyback off of, like, the happy thing, plus what would I ever want to teach? I think I would want to teach, like, music history.
Music history?
The correct way. Not just a bunch of learn all this shit, but, like, learn it and apply it and understand why and how and where we come from. But teach it from, like, a progressive standpoint and an understanding that, hello, everything's racist and classist. Because classical music wasn't, I mean, like, until, like, kings were like, I'm going to pay for this. Like, the only reason Mozart is as famous as Mozart is because, sure, he's a fucking prodigy. He wrote really well, but he was also paid really well, you know? And if he was a white dude, and Beethoven and all these other people, like, paid.
Right.
And so I think that teaching that from a more progressive, like, understanding of, cool, this is white supremacy and classism. Mm.
Sure.
But, like, where did all this come from? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, trying to dive a little bit deeper in to what, like, ethnomusicologists are doing and understanding more about the cultural places that all this stuff was drawn from, if that makes sense.
So, he's so smart.
Yeah.
He's so smart.
It'd be really cool. Like, jazz? Jazz is all black people music.
Oh, yeah.
Slavery.
Look, blues, rock and roll.
Yeah, the only reason that any of that exists is because of slavery.
Slaves!
Otherwise, we'd be, like, singing, like, hello, goodbye, I'm a little blah. Just like that. That's what it would sound like.
The Beatles!
That is not what they sound like, you fucking ass.
Nobody fucking cares. The Beatles suck.
Get out of my apartment!
Say it while you can.
So many of your, like, happy little go lucky people that you love to listen to take a lot of their inspiration from the Beatles.
I know.
Don't ever fucking diss them.
Okay.
You can say you don't like their music, but you can't say they suck because they were, like, huge.
I'm going to say the Beatles did their thing. They had a very large influence on the music industry and on musicians everywhere.
That doesn't mean they're good to you. That is your opinion. That is your opinion! Like, second time.
But, yeah, no. I don't personally like the Beatles. I understand and I give them credit for, like, their influence on music. I don't get it.
This isn't a Beatles podcast, but if it were, Bunny would be wrong.
I mean, I don't think that's true.
Because it's your opinion. You can have your opinion about it, but you have to acknowledge that they don't suck. A band that sucks is Nickelback.
And yet they still had a cultural influence, so what are you trying to say? The Beatles fucking suck.
They had one album. The Beatles had, like, 10.
Look at this graph! It's just like this other graph! Okay, Nickelback was big for a while, but yeah, whatever.
Barely. For white people. Moving on. Yours. What is your favorite memory about your education, and what class would you teach if you could?
Sluts.
I'm trying to think. Like, I was not super involved as a student, but I started choir in high school, and I became the president when I was a senior, which needed zero musical, like, know-how. I was just like, I like the people, and I will organize something.
I did that, too.
And then I was
2 years.
I was choir president for a year, and then I graduated. But I did chorus all throughout high school, or college, and I joined the a cappella group. So I was, like, the first, like, class.
Were you the acapellas? Not to, like, misgender you, but
I was in Vocal U. What was that, like, 2011? So Vocal U became a thing. Like, they had, like, their, like, three or four members who were like, we're gonna start this group, and I was one of the first people to audition, and I got in. So I was in Vocal U for 3 years, 4 years.
Wow,
it was awesome. We got to sing at the state fair. I think we did that twice. We sang at the Alumni Center for some event that they did.
Was it a competing group?
After I graduated, they became, like, ICCA.
Oh, sure. Because, like, that, I mean, that was, like, that really blew up in, like, 2013, 14, 15.
After Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we weren't like that, but we were, like, getting paid to do some of these gigs, and it was really cool. It's, like, we could buy the music, and we were, like, arranging our own stuff. I didn't do any of that, because I don't have that kind of ability. I was just like, ugh, I want to be a part of something.
You're like, I'll learn my part, kind of.
I mean, yeah, I loved studying my part. That was great. So I think, like, joining a cappella, doing that was really cool. My college experience definitely helped me be more comfortable as a gay man, and that has only gotten more complicated since then.
It has only evolved further.
It is only
to gay androgyny.
It is otherworldly.
It is.
But if I hadn't gone to college, I would not have had the, like, ability to find confidence, mm-hmm. which I started in high school through music, but, like, to be, like, okay and be, like, queer,
oh my
visibly,
God. I was such
I would not have.
Fuck at 18. I was this little fucking weird, awkward little bitch.
Without college, I wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be me.
I would say, yeah, college definitely, like, helped build me as a person, and I think that's probably the most valuable. I met a lot of cool... I mean, like, you go to college, and I think especially coming to the U, like, a lot of people travel to come here from other places.
Yeah.
So you're meeting a bunch of different walks of life. You're learning a bunch of different things that you've never experienced.
Oh, yeah.
And being a kid from a small town, I cannot tell you how many things are just like, what is that? Everything. It was great. I also really like notebooks. So, like...
You fucking had to throw that in.
Notebooks, but her notebooks.
Yeah. That's always a really fun thing about school for me. It's like, oh, we get notebooks? Yes.
I never used a notebook. I don't remember the last time I used a notebook. Notepads for, like, shit at work, but, like...
Yeah, oh, they go crazy with, like, those fucking sticky notes, and honestly, it's kind of wasteful, but, like, I get it. But, like, I love a notebook, and even though I don't use them frequently, I'll just buy a notebook to have it, because what if I need it?
Oh my god, you are a fucking hoarder! That is what we're learning today, everyone. Bunny is a hoarder.
I mean, the notebooks that I have, most of them are filled with things.
My question for you.
I was a writer.
You were a writer.
Yeah.
You still are a writer, kind of.
Sort of.
You write one-sentence things on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm really good. What class would I teach?
That's exactly... Would it be how to write a notebook? How to use a notebook?
How to buy a notebook?
How to buy a notebook?
How to keep a notebook?
How to decoupage your notebook?
When we were in high school...
Book covers?
Yes!
Yes! I hated those,
so you could, like, buy book covers, but, like, when I was in high school, we got, like, those... the composition notebooks, but you would, like, tape or, like, you would glue construction paper to the front, and, like, you, like, cut out photos and, like, color them, and you put them on there, and then you would tape over it with, like, packing tape to, like, laminate it.
I still have a composition notebook in my one of my things full of my sad journaling, my emo sad, like, I'm gay, I'm gonna kill myself, journaling. I still have that. But it's, like, the only notebook I still own. Everything else, I was like, bye.
Yeah, but I have one that's, like, a Garfield theme. That was, like, my very first journal that my parents gave me, which was super cute. My handwriting was terrible, and I had
for the emotional capacity of, like... For someone who loves cats.
But you like Garfield?
I think it was just... I like Garfield, notebook. Too. I mean, Garfield was fine. I didn't have any affinity with Garfield. I think it was just a notebook. But my dad got me, like, this, like, leather-bound notebook that didn't have lines, and it's so cool. Actually... I think I finally went through it, and then I think I got a second one that's not full. But I still have all of my journals.
Time to write.
I still have all of my journals.
What would you really teach, though?
If I could really teach a class, I think I would want to teach...
Biochemistry.
I don't really like... I think I'd have to go, like, something creative. I don't have any idea about music, but I think teaching a music class would have been really cool. To have learned something from music class and then to be, like, able to share that to help other people make music.
Sure.
Which is so, like, important to me. It's, like, making music.
You already do that.
I think that'd be
fucking
awesome.
Whether or not you believe in yourself, you already do that.
Well, making music, sure, but, like, teaching other people how?
Sure. By being a leader and actually, like, paying attention and watching the conductor and holding your folder up and, you know, like, knowing your part. You actually do that already.
Leading by example. A different kind of teaching.
Yeah, but teaching nonetheless.
Yeah, but to do, like, what a director does or, like, a chorus teacher does, I think that'd be really cool.
Like what I do?
Or be, like, Or just be, like, a creative writing teacher. I think that'd be fucking awesome.
Today I want you to think about how your pelvic floor feels and write about it.
Right, write about your pelvic floor from the point of view of a bird flying overhead.
Eating... Write about your pelvic floor from the point of view of a bird flying overhead's worm in its mouth and, like, what the worm sees.
That's it. That's education in a nutshell, my friends.
Love that.
You fuckos. All right. Well, this brings us to the end of the podcast, and you know what time it is.
What you been tweeting, bitch? Hello, bitch.
Bitchatchki.
Brief intermission. CoStar says, Octavia Butler wrote, "More people die of unenlightened self-interest than of any other disease."
Ew. Is that what that your little thing said?
Yeah, unenlightened self-interest. Oh, they're just like dummies who only care about themselves. They'll still die for that before they figure out anything else.
My CoStar thing today is, you have seen a lot.
Wow.
That was so inspirational. Anyway, what have you been tweeting?
Oh. Sorry, this was difficult.
You're fine.
I tweeted 1 year ago today, which I think was actually today. Oh, just kidding. It was on the 31st.
Ooh.
So 1 year ago on the 31st of July at 4:52 p.m., I tweeted, "Ah, I love pooping." And Time Hop reminded me, so now I'm cackling about that. It's still funny.
Oh my god.
I used to tweet regularly, like, hashtag pooping, or just like poop tweet. No, it was potty tweet. That's what it was.
Potty tweet?
Hashtag potty tweet.
What are you, three?
Yeah. And the Phoenix do it too. I think she's kind of picked up on it, but yeah. Well, you've been tweeting.
Oh, God. I don't even know.
You had some really good ones today, though, for real.
Oh, did I? I don't know. I guess skipped all of mine. My friends are disrespectful. That's the tweet.
Was that about me?
Yes, it was. To the cicada outside my window. You're making my life more difficult than it needs. Mate elsewhere. Or do you think sour candy was invented for pleasure or pain?
I thought about making coffee this morning, but somehow cold brew someone else made tastes better.
Cats, but they're all clowns.
That's it.
I want pickle roll-ups, a.k.a. pinwheels, a.k.a. Midwestern sushi. Windows are just a cat's television.
Your daily reminder that sometimes things that are more expensive are worse.
You had a bunch of good ones. There were so many. Yeah.
David's a tweet machine. If you're not following, follow them on Twitter.
At the effing supreme. THEFINGSUPREME. That's it. That's it. Follow our socials. If you don't know what they are, go back about an hour in the podcast and listen. Rate, review, subscribe. Give us something to, be excited about. Also, donate to our podcast, anchor.fm/NYSMPOD.
Yes.
You can support us for as little as 99 cents a month.
Is that the lowest setting?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean,
honestly, 99 cents great. A month? Bitch, give me a dollar.
Make it a dollar.
Bitch, you got a dollar? Go
then give me a dollar.
Bitch, you want another dollar?
Then give me another dollar. Bitch, you got 20?
Okay, literally, we have almost enough for, a McDonald's run for Bunny and I. So
oh my gosh.
We need your help. No, support us with whatever you can. Shares, likes, tweets.
Yeah, I'm messages. I'm seeing y'all liking these tweets and retweeting these tweets, so thank you.
Thank you from the bottom of my dildo.
Ooh.
Thank you from the bottom of the viscous hole that is called my ass.
Viscous?
I'm sorry, I just had to make up a word.
Oh my fucking god. That's,
That's it. That's the tweet. Anyway, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
We don't need no education.
Viscous
education.
That's such a good word. And I'm so mad you described your anus like that.
Well, I have to describe it somehow because that's the shit you're gonna eat, bitch.